T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I have so many ideas.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Some are simple, like take down traffic lights and eliminate the post office.
With AJ McCord.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding session. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
And Dusty Hera.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Don't be all like, I am a guy and I like fire.
The Fan.
Hour number 3, AJ and Dusty with you. We have to talk about this Antonio Brown thing. Some point. We also have Dennis Dixon, former Doc, and now media superstar.
Yeah.
He'll join us at 2:30 to talk about Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. And Seahawks, maybe even?
Yeah.
How do you fix the Seahawks? Can he be the quarterback for the Seahawks?
We can ask.
I don't think we're going to ask that. But he hosts Seahawks show with you on Coin.
Yes, he does. He also does quite a bit of training.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right.
How old is Dennis now?
Dennis is 38.
38. All right.
I don't know. That was a complete
guess.
That's
not right. I think he's, I'm pretty sure it's 34, 36.
How long do you think he would last in the NFL if he took snaps today?
36 years old.
36. Good guess, me.
How what?
How long do you think he'd last? Like, do you think he could make a practice squad now?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
If Nathan Peterman can do it.
I think so.
I mean, that's my
He's
bar.
Also, I mean,
so you're saying Dennis Dixon now.
Better than Nathan
is
Peterman.
Better, perhaps slightly better than Nathan Peterman.
No, I don't think, I think he's better than Nathan Peterman.
All right.
Yeah.
I say we ask him when he comes on.
If he wants to make a practice squad?
No. Are you better than Nathan Peterman?
I think that's not a fair question. I think it's a lose-lose for him.
Yeah.
Why? He's never going to meet Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. I just think Dennis Dixon's a nicer person than you.
Well, duh.
So I think that's why he won't answer the question. All right. Where are we going to start this hour, though? Some good news for Oregon fans coming in here today.
And good news for you.
Me?
Yeah. You love chaos.
I do love chaos.
And this is chaos down in Miami.
It is getting weird down in Miami. Brett McMurphy, Action Network, multiple Miami athletic director candidates told the Action Network UM search is, quote, a mess, with more than 50 board of trustees and several donors involved, quote, everyone is in charge and no one is in charge.
Yikes.
They don't know what they want to do with Manny Diaz. Half of them want him gone. Half of them want him to stay.
Yikes.
That should be music to Oregon fans' ears.
Yes.
That this, it's an unmitigated disaster in hiring an athletic director at Miami, because Miami's got a big problem. Like, they haven't fired Manny Diaz yet,
right,
the head football coach. And there's rumblings and rumors of people in Miami who want Mario Cristobal to come back down and go home and bring back Miami, bring the U back to its prominence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have an athletic director to hire him first.
Yes, you do.
And this being a disaster, multiple candidates saying that it's a mess, that in that right there with 50 board of trustees, several donors involved, everyone's in charge and no one is in charge.
50?
Yeah. That is why it's a dumpster fire.
Yep. Especially because then you throw in, so you have 50 Board of Trustees members. Then you have a few people with a lot of money who are not probably used to being told no or your opinion doesn't matter here. And then all of them, it's like if nobody coordinated, if you have this big family get together for Thanksgiving and nobody coordinated who was bringing what, you'd end up with like 6 turkeys, 7 sides of stuffing, and absolutely no pie.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody wants pie.
Exactly, but if nobody coordinates it, it could be something. No one's like, I don't think pie is like the specialty for a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead, they go to what they know and chaos.
And this is why it would be like, hey, Oregon is a better job.
Yep.
Because who do you have to keep happy? Phil Knight.
That's it.
honestly.
Yeah.
Because even if Rob Mullins wants you gone, if you keep Phil Knight happy,
you're good.
You're good, baby.
You're good.
Like, and honestly, it is a handful of donors at Oregon and people in control. Like, it's not to take anything like away from Rob Mullins or Michael Schill, the university president.
Right.
But when it comes to being the head football coach, you have to keep Phil Knight happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, you're going to be getting another brand new indoor facility. You're going to get the Marcus Mariota Sports Performance, center. You're going to get the HDC.
Right.
All of these things keep coming to Oregon football and keep pumping them in because that man wants to win.
Yep.
And like, that's not to say the 50 board of trustees and then the several donors on top at Miami, they all want to win too, but they all feel like they have the exact same voice.
Yep.
And at Oregon, if you have to only keep Phil Knight, Mullins, and Schill happy, you're good.
Yep.
You're gravy. You're on a gravy train with biscuit wheels, baby.
Because otherwise, when you have like 50 plus voices screaming, you can't move in any one direction.
Yeah. I'm
sure there's some animal analogy here, but I can't figure it out.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
But that's got to be really good news for Oregon fans who may be worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it obviously mean that you're in the clear? No, because we don't know what Mario Cristobal's heartstrings are. We don't even know if Manny Diaz is even going to be out.
Right.
But what we do know is that half of the parties involved want to keep Manny Diaz and the other half don't.
Yeah.
And how that works itself out, that's going to be a very interesting play over the next month and a half.
And the longer that chaos extends, the better it is for Oregon fans who want to keep Mario and Eugene.
For sure. For sure. I think that is going to be an interesting job to keep an eye on.
I think so, too.
Because you really do. You have no idea what the heartstrings will do for you.
No.
If they pull you one way, you know.
It is what it is.
Also, buttloads of money. We've learned that over this coaching cycle.
In 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years and 95 million.
95 million. That's the golden standard.
Yeah, that gets you moving from South Bend, Indiana to Baton Rouge and from Norman, Oklahoma to L.A.
It's got to be more than that.
One of those moves is a significant upgrade in city and location.
And also a significant rise in cost of living.
Yeah. But when you're making $10 million a year, does that matter?
I'm telling you, I think it's 12.
You think it's 12?
I think it's easily 12.
All right. Do you text him?
No.
You find out Lincoln Riley? Say, Link, what's up?
Hey.
Have you seen what his former players are doing at Oklahoma?
No.
They're mocking him on the SC, like USC football put out a quote that said, Lincoln Riley said, USC is going to be the mecca of college football. And one of his linebackers at Oklahoma, who was there his first year, goes, he told us the exact same thing. Which, I mean, that's coach speak. You're going to hear the same things over and over again, no matter where you go. Like, that's Lincoln Riley's go-to, though. It's good to, know what his go-to is consistent. This is going to be the mecca.
The mecca. All right. The mecca.
Yeah. It's not Norman anymore. It's now moved to LA.
Ah, well.
USC.
You know.
All right. Well, let's talk about this Antonio Brown thing. Antonio Brown suspended 3 games, along with 2 other notable names.
Yes.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we got three players suspended in the National Football League. Two of them play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The other one used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are, and all three names are notable one way or another. They are Bucs wide receiver Antonio Brown. Bucs cornerback Mike Edwards. And free agent cornerback, former Buccaneer, John Franklin III, which you may know from Last Chance U, if you are a fan of Last Chance U.
There you go.
He was a former blue chip quarterback prospect who had a bad attitude on the show Last Chance U, at least. played at Florida State, Auburn, and Florida Atlantic with a stop at East Mississippi Community College in there.
There you go.
But all three of those guys have been suspended for violating the league's COVID protocols because it turns out the NFL found all they needed to suspend Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and John Franklin for 3 games based on the investigation that was started after Antonio Brown's chef said, former chef, because Antonio Brown didn't pay him, which is page right out of his playbook from Pittsburgh. Remember, that's what got him in trouble. It started his avalanche of allegations the first time was he didn't pay people for services. But the fake vaccination card turned out to be real.
According to the NFL event, and obviously Antonio Brown's attorney is still denying that this is fake. He says that Antonio Brown is vaccinated against COVID-19 specifically. He doesn't say he's immunized or anything. He said Brown was vaccinated against COVID. So there's that. But all three of them, and keep in mind, I mean, Antonio Brown hasn't played in like over a month, right? October 14th, his last game because of his ankle injury. So was he going to come back anytime soon?
See, this is what I don't get, though. So what I'm assuming is has happened here is if Antonio Brown's attorney is to be believed, which believe an attorney at your own risk,
especially one hired by the person they're defending.
So what the NFL is saying is that no, you produced a fake vaccination card, and then his attorney's saying, oh, well, he's vaccinated. He's not saying when. So there could be the very real possibility that Antonio Brown produced the league with a fake vaccination card and is actually vaccinated, right? Well, the NFL saying, still, we have a fake vaccination card from you and Mike Edwards and John Franklin,
right,
and all three of you are going to be suspended for 3 games.
Yeah. So, and that's a big, I mean, Tampa Bay's secondary has been through it this season already. So, and Edwards, he's played in 11 games this year, 3 starts. He's had three picks, two of them returned for a touchdown.
What?
So,
oh, those are the back-to-backers. Remember, he had the back-to-backs early in the year. Who was that against?
Ooh, I'm not going to remember.
But he had back-to-back pick sixes in like 45 seconds of game time. And it was like, oh my gosh.
What's happening?
That's
the Falcons.
Was it? Matt Ryan. That sounds about right against Matt Ryan. Something like that would happen to him. But actually, there's a lot of quarterbacks on their schedule that would have happened to. But
it was against the Falcons. Yeah.
So this is interesting though, because like the very first text that we got on this was wait a minute. Wait, didn't Aaron Rodgers lie to the NFL about his vaccination status? No suspension for him.
He
did not. No, the NFL knew he wasn't vaccinated. And that's why Antonio Brown is getting suspended, because Aaron Rodgers lied or misled the media by saying he was immunized.
General public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NFL knew he did not get, he didn't get the poke.
Yeah.
He is, so the NFL's like, well, yeah, you just lied to the media.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
And the Packers were still fined for basically letting him do interviews in person, I think, because that's not the trend for, I think unvaccinated players have to be on Zoom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he's now switched to Zoom, or they have to be on with a mask in person or something like that.
Mm.
Well, so they did get fined.
This is going to be interesting to see if the NFL is done here or if that's something that they're going to look into elsewhere. Right.
Yeah.
And how do you find out, you know, that information? Are you checking the actual cards and going back to like the COVID batches or what are you doing? Because you brought this up in the break. It's like, all right, well, do you now go and check everybody's status to see if it's legit?
Because this is all on Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So I'm A, curious how the other two got roped into this as far as like how they were brought into the
maybe they didn't fold. Pay their chef
or maybe the chef just, maybe they knew, I don't know, but that just seems like it seems like there should be a way to check that relatively easily, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and Antonio Brown now done for 3 games, as is Mark Edwards, and yes. John Franklin as a free agent still remains suspended, so I don't think that helps his guys at all.
No, not the whole signing to a team thing if you can't play.
Oh my gosh. Well, it does turn out, because that was a dicey thing when that allegation came out, is it's a scorned person who hadn't been paid. Mm-hmm. How believable are they? Well, the NFL in their investigation saying, yeah, well, we found enough.
Yep. Yeah, and like I said, I wonder if part of Antonio Brown's attorney being like, okay, fine, we'll just like deal with it, even if it's a false accusation, I wonder if part of it is because he wasn't going to play anyway because of his ankle.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, that with the way the league puts it, though, misrepresenting his vaccination status. Again, that's what Aaron Rodgers did. He just did it to the media, not to the league.
Right.
And so that's going to be the clear line.
Right. Because that means that Aaron Rodgers was following all the protocol for an unvaccinated player versus Antonio Brown potentially being unvaccinated and not following those rules.
Man, I will tell you, Antonio Brown, best baseball player ever. Strike 9 and he's not even out. You know, like, because you usually only get 3 and you're sent packing.
My goodness.
Strike 9. All right, let's talk about Pac-12 championship game with the man who used to be a quarterback for the Ducks, former Oregon Duck, now media superstar Dennis Dixon joins us after Will Darkins with the Sports Center update.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Pac-12 championship game, Oregon, Utah, 10, 7, or 14 in the rankings, meeting up down in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, here's a guy who knows a thing or two about the Oregon Ducks and playing quarterback for him.
Mm.
Dennis Dixon, number 10 in your program, number 1 in your hearts. Isn't that what they say? I think Jerry Allen used to say that. Dennis, how you doing, man?
I am good. I must say, that's a heck of an intro right there. I love it.
Look, Oregon, near and dear to your heart, as you watch this football program from a place where when you got there, it was Joey in the Fiesta Bowl and you guys trying to bring Oregon up another notch and into prominence. You've seen 2 national championship games and now the 3rd year in a row for a Pac-12 title. What does it mean to you to watch Oregon be steadily the best in the conference?
It's really good to see, and all in all. For the most part, you know, Oregon, we strive for greatness always. That's in our blood. That's in our DNA. We try to illustrate that on a daily basis. And to kind of really see where it is now, it's definitely good to see. It really is. We just got to take it one snap at a time and continue to put our best foot forward.
Dennis, I know you've watched this team very closely this season. Who has stood out to you as somebody who's really improved throughout the year that and become a playmaker for this team? Maybe somebody that caught you off guard with that.
It's kind of tough to say right now. Everyone is really playing to my understanding, to my knowledge. But, you know, the adversity that we as teams, as far as injuries and all that, we still always have that next man up mentality. And I think for me, it comes down to Dye. Having C.J. Verdell go down for the season and him just taking a load and being that leader in the backfield on some of the younger guys, getting them ready to go too. I think that's one of our key guys to make things go on the offensive side.
We're talking with Dennis Dixon, former Duck, now media star with AJ on Coin, doing your Seahawks show weekly, and training folks here in the area. How's the training biz going? I mean, anytime Dennis Dixon is going to be your personal trainer, I'm assuming it's booming.
Oh, it is really booming. It really is. That's to be honest. And, you know, obviously the holidays are here. Everybody's trying to kind of get ready for all the good eating and all the good festivities to go. And obviously the New Year's too. As being a trainer, as being that performance coach, this is the best time of the year for us because we're always busy.
You know, very rarely does AJ say anything negative about anybody, but there are days where she comes and she says, "You will never guess what Dennis made us do today." And she curses your name, man. And you put her through the ringer sometimes.
That is a good compliment right there.
See, I knew you shouldn't have done that because I'm training with him tomorrow, and I'm going to pay for that. Thank you, Dusty. That's great. Yeah. That's really great. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Dusty, I'm like the Grinch right now. I'm putting things together right now on how I can just make her day.
He's ruthless. Oh, it's great. It's, you know, it's great. But then also it's in the moment. You're like, oh, I don't like you very much right now, Dennis.
Well, then let's go this way. You need to power through some adversity tomorrow. And Dennis, you've been through this as a quarterback for Oregon, is adversity and how it hits you, right? One of the things that's been a great sign of this season is Anthony Brown at that quarterback position, and all of, you know, even Boo Birds at Autzen Stadium raining down, and, you know, a fan base asking at times for him to be benched and, you know, to move on. Can you kind of put it in perspective of being an athlete? Because no quarterback at any school is impervious to the negativity that can surround you in that position on a bad game or a bad day. And kind of put it into perspective of what Anthony Brown is going through and how he came out on top, because it's something very similar to what you did in your career as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's handling it well. I think if you allow yourself to go with someone else's expectations, you're going to fail all the time, right? He knows what he needs to do. He's a true leader. He has 40 or 41 starts under his belt. He knows what it takes, right? And offense is only going to go as he takes them, and he's doing a great job in my eyes. Maybe teams tend to, like, come down to it as far as, like, third downs. We're really good. We're efficient. I think we're, like, number three in the nation. I mean, what more do you want from the offense when it comes to something like that, right? So him being even-keeled and just continue to weather the storm is good to see.
And the fact that Oregon gets Utah for the second time in 3 weeks, how do you as a player approach a rematch, especially knowing how the last one went? How do you mentally how do you mentally and emotionally prepare for a rematch like this?
Oh man, I look excited. I look forward to the rematches, 2.0, whatever you want to call it, and to kind of really be an underdog. And for us, as I say, Vegas has us losing the game. We're in a neutral site, and it's going to be hard to win against a team lose or win twice, especially in 3 weeks. That's going to be a tall, tall task right there. So I love the challenge. I'm quite sure Crystal Ball will have that team ready to go because we flat out did not show up the last time we played against them.
You know, Kayvon Thibodeau is a menace to quarterbacks in offensive backfields. As you look at Oregon, I'm sure that you always put your quarterback hat on when the defense is out there. How would you attack Oregon's defense when you got number 5 and number 1, Noah Sewell? Those two guys can cause so much havoc on a team.
Well, you definitely got to double team number 5. He can definitely single-handedly beat you by himself, regardless if that's a help with the running back on chips or that. Just to kind of really slow him down. I mean, you're not going to stop him completely. You can just hope to contain him for the most part. So I just say double teams and making sure you get that ball out as fast as possible.
Now, I'm going to get you prepped for our show recording tonight. Let's talk Seahawks for a minute here.
Uh-oh.
What do you think, obviously, the playoff hunt is almost, well, there's not much of a hunt at this point. So the Seahawks just are playing sort of for pride at this point. Coming into this week against the 49ers, division rival, what do you think this game for Seattle is going to come down to?
It's going to come down to just going back to the basics, I think. I think we get carried away at times on the offensive side. The defense is really holding their end for the most part, but we need a little bit more production on the offensive side on staying on the field. The defense is on the field way too much, 40-plus minutes a game. That's kind of tough. I don't care what defense you are. You can't withstand anything that's coming your way if you're 40 minutes on the field. So the offense has really got to help the defense out, and I think it can really go in the right direction this week against the 49ers.
Dennis, we appreciate your time, man. Always love catching up with you and hearing you on the airwaves, and would love to catch up again sometime real soon, man.
Yeah, and Dusty, if you want to come work out too, you're more than welcome, buddy. Just let me know, okay? You and AJ, so I'm calling you out there, okay?
The Grinch has made it known.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go out. What time do you go, though?
What time am I working? 9 tomorrow morning, I think?
9.
You don't have anything going on.
No, I just got to make sure my kids get to school and I'm good to go.
Come on.
All right, well, let's do it. All right, Dennis Dixon. Thanks for the time, man.
Sounds good, you guys.
All right, there. And look, this is, I mean, it's, I really wanted to talk to him about, I think what you asked him about, that rematch, mm-hmm. and being ready for it, what it's like to be in that mind frame. And then, like, he's a guy that went through a lot of the same S that Anthony Brown has gone through, yeah. over this year, where when the boo birds come out and you're not playing up to fans' expectations, and he's going third in the country in third downs. Like, what do you want from them?
Yeah.
They're efficient. And yep. is Anthony Brown limited? Yes. But I think what Oregon has done is played to his strengths.
Yep.
And his strengths are not going to be hop on my back, I'm going to carry you to a win.
No.
And that is going to be that's one of the things where, like, early in Dennis's career, he wasn't that guy, but he turned into a guy that was winning Oregon games.
Yeah. And I think he also brings, he loves Oregon. If you have not caught our Seattle Football Spotlight show, it's 4:30 on Saturdays on Coin. He wears a different Oregon PE shoe every single week. This man represents the Ducks. Live and die by them. So it's, but I think he's also been able to be that objective. Hey, I know what it was like to be a player, but now I'm watching somebody play and I can analyze the game really well. So he's been a great addition to Coin, and it's always fun to have him on here too.
Ah, man. All right. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Thursday Night Football tonight. Really good matchup of two teams that need to get it back on the rails.
Yes.
In a hurry.
Yep.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Great chats with Dennis Dixon, former Duck, Josh Newman, Salt Lake Tribune, talking about whatever.
And mostly football.
But that's it.
Yeah, mostly football.
And Maury Brown, Forbes, MLB writer. Wow, what a great day. Just kind of flew right by.
Yeah, but you've done it now.
What did I do?
You've done it now.
Oh, now I got to go. I'm going with the Grinch.
Yep. I'm telling you, he thrives when you are in pain.
Cool.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My out of shape ass is going to work out real well there,
I'm telling you.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's painful.
Mentally prepare.
You need to.
Yeah. But if you missed any of those interviews that we had today or any of the show, go check it out on Les Schwab Tires Podcast at 1080thefan.com or right there on your handheld device, the Odyssey app.
There you go.
The Odyssey app. This Pac-12 championship game is a big one. We will talk about it tomorrow. We are only on for an hour tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
12-1.
Okay.
Then Ducks tailgate with Dirt and Newman.
Or the pre-tailgate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or the setter-uppers of the tailgate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Set-uppers?
I don't know. We're the first ones in the parking lot.
There we go.
We're the ones where people go, oh.
Did you camp there?
This is bordering a problem you have.
How long
but I'm
have
here
you
for
here?
It. That's what we are. And then Ducks pregame at 3,
perfect.
Kickoff at 5. But tonight you get a little Thursday night football where you got a team on a 4-game losing streak in the New Orleans Saints where there's a lot of people that are complaining about it. I love that we have a 7th playoff spot because a team on a 4-game losing streak in November is not out of the playoff picture at all. In fact, New Orleans at 5-6, a win tonight will vault them up into 7th.
Jeez. But I love it too that it's December and we're still talking about how many teams are being viable for the playoffs. I think it keeps everyone invested. It keeps each fan base outside of like the Texans, the Lions, probably the Seahawks now, and the Jaguars, but it keeps everyone invested for longer to find out what your team is going to do because the truth is on any given Sunday, right? The Jags have won a couple of games this year. They've tied a tie. But on any given Sunday,
obviously a tie, you know, a tie.
Yep. Any given Sunday, anything can happen as long as you get to that playoff picture where you start 0-0 again.
Well, and so you have 4-game skid for the Saints, which will be without both of their starting tackles.
Oh, perfect.
But they do have a running back playing quarterback. Taysom Hill will be playing quarterback for them.
Okay.
And so that he appears to be the starter tonight going up against the Dallas team where... So much of what Dallas has talked about is like Zeke is not playing well right now. And should Tony Pollard be the guy, right? Mm. Dak Prescott and him being back and how different this team looks with Dak Prescott behind center and how well he's been playing in the offense. Micah Parsons is a dude on the defense for the Dallas Cowboys. And they will go as their defense goes because they're. When they have their hiccups, their defense is getting shredded to exactly what the Raiders did on Thanksgiving Day, right? For going for like, nearly 600 yards of total offense. Like, Jeez. They just absolutely punished the Dallas defense. 509 yards, not almost 600. 509 yards of total offense, 366 passing, and 143 rushing. Like, that is where you go... Problems are going to start and finish with that Dallas defense. Dallas's defense is going to get better and healthier, though, as, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory start coming back. And when you have Diggs and you have Parsons, they are going to be in games. And if that defense can play well tonight, it should be a rout in the Superdome.
Well, and Dallas does have the whole complication of they're going to be missing at least 6 coaches, including Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, their head coach.
Yep.
Joe Philbin, their offensive line coach. I think there's like basically their entire strength and conditioning staff is going to be out. And, you know, Joe Philbin and Mike McCarthy being out, it stings a little bit more when you have your line is getting a little bit healthy, but you're going to be without your right tackle because he's in the COVID protocols as well.
They're also going to be missing Nashon Wright, former Beav. He's out with COVID-19 protocols.
Jeez.
So, and didn't he... Yeah, he had a pretty good game against the Raiders, didn't he?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know if anybody had a great game.
Well,
giving up 366 yards passing, but
right.
All things considered, yeah, sure.
All things considered, we'll go with.
This is gonna be a fun Thursday night game, and really what will be a really good weekend of NFL games. You know, we were talking about it in the 5, but the Chargers, Bengals, football team, Vegas, Kansas City, Denver. New England, Buffalo. It's going to be an awesome weekend of football outside of conference championship games.
I'm so excited about conference championship games. I'm very, very excited.
Cool.
I'm pumped.
Love it. All right. Well, primetime with Isaac and Nemec is coming up next.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, also, what? Don't forget, this Saturday is the 6A state championship game.
On the C-dubs?
On the C-dubs.
With you, Nemec, and Buck.
Yeah, or you can come to Hillsborough Stadium.
I will be there.
Will you?
With my father.
Fun.
Yeah.
That'll be very fun.
Yeah. So there come say hi. We'll be watching.
Come say hi.
The 12th and Central Catholic.
I also have just some quick proof before we head out.
Sure.
That the internet is listening to you at all times because okay. I'm on the New Orleans Saints page on ESPN, and guess what the ad is for?
What?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
See, show's coming full circle today. The internet always listening. We talked about that to start the show. It's Always Sunny time. Let's go.
Wild. I'll have to watch it maybe tonight.
You don't want to jump in season 15.
No, off the bat. I made a list of the episodes that you recommended.
Those are the ones that you're going to want to get.
Or I'll watch the first 2 hours of the Bond movie.
Or that, which I still think, I don't want to judge you.
Well, it might be worth
judging. But something's wrong with you.
Okay, but I just didn't want to hang out by myself for an hour while everyone was finishing the movie.
I've been there.
I know. Came late to the party.
I've been there.
So.
It's okay, as long as you didn't ask people so what's going on? No, who's that guy?
Well, I had to do that a few times. But I was within the...
It's James Bond.
No. I was within the realm of the allotted questions I was given.
All right. That is fair.
I followed the rules.
Primetime, Suk and Nemec, 3 to 7, 7 to 8. Recruiting show with Andrew Nemec.
There you go. He's talking USC stuff.
Yeah, because they got another big commit out of the state of California today. And then we have Duck Insider, Joey Mack. I wonder if that one's going to be from Vegas or not.
Probably.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow, noon to 1, because Ducks pregame coverage.
Perfect.
Have a great Thursday. See you Friday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.